Kasama ko ngayon ang mag-anak na punsa lang. Sila ang Pinoy version ng pwede nating sabihing Von Trapp family kasi kumakanta rin kayo. Pero may bonus dahil mas marami ang sumasayaw. Magandang araw, Jordan, Fritzy, Adam, and Paige.
Magandang araw.
Magandang araw. Magandang araw.
Good day, Paige.
Hi.
Jordan, full-time job mo ay nagpapatakbo ka ng isang dance studio.
Yes, that's correct. 6 days a week, 5 hours a day, and then the rest at home.
Nagsusundo at naghahatid.
Naghahatid, research, edit ng music, posters.
Pero ang lahat ng ito nagsimula sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
Ikaw ay bahagi ng Filipiniana.
Filipiniana. And nag-train ako sa power dance, naging member ng VIP, Adrenaline, and then sometimes guest ng Hot Legs and Met Dancers.
Parang ang layo, Filipiniana, tapos power dance, Adrenaline. Gusto mo talaga yung lahat ng uri ng saya.
Yes.
Ano yung pinakamalapit sa'yo?
Jazz. But I started as a hip-hop dancer. I have this liking for jazz and then contemporary ako. Lahat na.
Pero siguro pinakamahirap yung Filipiniana.
Yes, very technical siya kasi may mga props eh.
Dahil may mga kawayan. Hindi ba? May mga kandila.
May paso.
May paso.
Sa ibabaw ng ulo.
Habang parang naninigas ka, dapat graceful ka pa rin.
Yeah.
So ano yung difference ng nagpe-perform para sa Filipiniana kesa sa power dance or Adrenaline?
So Filipiniana kasi sa yung rehearsals, yun yung matagal. Kasi set na siya. Once ma-choreograph na yung sayaw, paulit-ulit na lang ang folk dance. So, hindi na siya magbabago. Unlike sa mga modern dances, like sa mga dance groups nga, after mo mapakita yun sa TV, hindi mo na pwede ulitin yan eh.
So, kumbaga may ad-lib.
Oo, di ba? Parang after ilang, siguro tatlong beses mo lang siya magagamit, palitan mo na.
Na-meet mo ang kapartner mo sa buhay na si Fritzy nung ikaw ay sumasayaw pa.
Sumasayaw, yes.
Si Fritzy naman ay isang mang-aawit.
Tama po.
Ang nakwento mo na bata ka pa lang, na-expose ka na sa showbiz. Tama ba?
Correct.
At kung di ako nagkakamali, bago ka pumunta sa Australia, sana ilo-launch na yung singing career mo.
Okay, correct.
Una muna, sa lahat, ano yung nag-expose sa'yo sa pagkanta? Mayroon ba sa pamilya niyo ba mahilig umawit o may artista ba sa inyo?
Pareho ng magulang ko kumakanta at saka nagtutugtog ng gitara. And my grandfather played the violin. So our household is always filled with music. Tapos kapag merong mga family reunion, alam mo naman sa Pilipinas, kailangan may performance.
Maganda yung boss ni Fritzy, pakantahin natin.
Kailangan may program, di ba? Lagi pag may reunion o kaya Pasko.
Kasi ikaw yung pambato ng nanay at tatay mo.
Oh, tama. Hindi lang ako. Buong ano, pati mga pinsan ko, pati mga kapatid ko, ano siya. I think ingrained sa Filipino culture ang talagang mag-create ng mga ng entertainment, ng program. Parang pati buong neighborhood namin kumakanta eh. So it was kind of inevitable for me to get into music.
Nag-training ka ba? Nagsanay ka?
Oo.
So nung bata ka, meron kang voice,
vocal coach.
Vocal
correct.
Coach. So kailangan ng disiplina?
Oo, disiplina. So I think na-rub ako ng childhood sa area ng pagkain ng ice cream.
Ah, kasi bawal dahil malamig.
Kasi bawal. Alam mo naman, bawal kumain ng ice cream, bawal kumain ng chocolate. So ngayon, todo-todo.
Ice candy.
Bawal kumain ng ice candy ng halo-halo.
Ah, so ngayon, wala nang nagbabawal sa'yo.
Oh, wala na.
Dahil pagkatapos ng pinagpatuloy mo yung karera mo bilang isang professor, di ba, nagturo ka sa universidad.
Oo.
Hanggang sa paglipat mo dito.
Correct. Oo.
Tapos kayo, nung mag-asawa kayo, magandang team ah, singer at dancer. At bumuo kayo ng dalawang supling na multi-talented din. Adam, did your mom and dad expose you to a lot of musicals or shows when you were young? Or was it something that you really liked?
Well, because my dad was a dance teacher, like I would always be like at his studio or something, and I would always be listening to music and that. Like at an early age, I liked to sing and like, yeah, do stuff like that. Yeah.
What kind of dance do you like doing?
I enjoy ballet and breakdance because they're really good to do.
Yeah. They're really opposites though.
Yeah, but that's good. It's good to know a lot.
When you do the breakdance, are you careful that you don't injure yourself? Because that's more on the dangerous side, as they say, compared to ballet. Or is it just the same?
It really depends what you're trying out because like, it's the same in ballet. Like if you do something that is like hard, you could fall over and hurt yourself. And that's the same in breakdance as well. Like, if you aren't skilled enough to do the thing, you won't be able to do it.
You're 13. Most of the 13-year-olds I know are into going out and hanging out in the shops or in the malls, hanging out with friends. But you spend most of your time on the musical stage, performing.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you miss out?
No, not really. I find all this music that is like a really good opportunity for me when I grow up, because I love what this is. I love music, and that it's very good.
How does it help you with your social skills?
Well, there's lots of people you get to work with in musicals and that. You are able to socialize. You are able to make friends and talk to people. And I've met a lot of good friends in like one of the shows I've been in.
Do you find that because you're exposed to a lot of adults, you're able to converse with them more confidently and easily?
Yes, working with all these people, yeah, it's very easy to talk to adults now. Like, I can call some adults my friends.
Wow, do you get starstruck?
No, not really. It feels normal.
It's all in a day's job?
It's all in a day's job, yeah.
What about school?
Yeah, school's a bit more difficult, like, because you're in a show. Like, homework and that, you don't have as much time, but you can still do it, and I've been able to get...
You missed out on a lot of school days, but you still managed to ace your NAPLAN.
Yeah, it shows what you can do if you work hard.
So you study in between breaks?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Does your mom and dad tell you, you have to do good in school? Because you're Filipino. Filipinos are meant to do good in school.
Yes, they do.
Do they nag you or?
Yeah, they get a bit angry at me when I get a C.
So is this something that you want to do when you grow up? Be a performer?
Yes, I want to.
Do you want to be like Hugh Jackman?
Yes.
So is there anything in particular or a particular role that you would want to play someday?
One day, like, I want to try it for Lion King or be Simba or something. But I also want to go be in a movie one day or something. I don't know.
Paige, you played a little boy in Miss Saigon.
Yes.
And you got an award for that.
Yes, I did.
So you played Tam?
Yes.
And you were meant to look like a boy. How did you feel about that?
I felt all right.
Did you have any speaking lines?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I remember, Mama.
And what did it feel like? Because when you were on stage and you played Tam, were you 3 or 4 years old?
3.
3. Were you scared with all the lights in front of you and all the people watching you?
I was scared of the bang when it had to shoot.
The gun?
Yeah.
In Miss Saigon, yes?
Yeah, because she was in the scene where Tui was supposed to kill Tam to get rid of Tam so that the mom, Kim, is free.
It's a real gun.
And it was a real gun too. So I had to really heavily discuss that, OH&S-wise, with the director, and they assured me 10 million times because it can.
It's all about the angle.
Yeah, it's all about the angle. And
well, how difficult or easy is it for you guys? Because ikaw, Jordan, ang busy na nung schedule mo. Like, nagtuturo ka, tapos meron pa kayong mga performances na kikita ko sa studio nyo.
Yeah.
Ikaw, may full-time job ka, Fritz.
That's right.
So, paano nyo, kumbaga, inaayos yung schedule? Meron ba kayong malaking whiteboard sa bahay?
She has. I don't.
I have, like, calendars printed, posted them in the kitchen because everybody goes to the kitchen, and I've made everyone aware that the calendars are there, and it's their responsibility to check the calendar because I can't keep on reminding everyone where everybody needs to be and what time or what's happening. So, yon.
Typical nyo na weekend.
Wala.
What's that?
Walang sleep in din.
Like tomorrow, Saturday, he has a show. Adam has a show. And Fritzy.
Double show.
Yeah, double show tomorrow. And then
tonight.
May show ka naman.
Yeah. May show ako tonight.
And then tomorrow I have 2 private classes in the studio. So Fritzy will bring Adam here in Melbourne and stay here and pick him up while I'm in Geelong teaching with me.
Ah.
And then on Sunday, I have a meeting just to prepare for term 4.
And Paige, you danced the ballet too.
Yes.
And you also got an award for your comps.
Yes.
Congratulations. What is it about ballet that you like?
I like pointing my feet and doing lots of gallops and stretches.
Do you like the tutus as well?
Yes.
Is it something that you would like to do when you grow older?
Yes.
Your daddy's a dance teacher. Is he strict?
Yes.
Does he make you do your rehearsals, practice and stuff like that?
Yes, sometimes.
So when do you get to play?
Sunday, Tuesday, and...
Do you have... Sometimes you have to go to class, to dance class, but your friends are playing outside. It's a nice day. Do you feel jealous?
Yes.
What do? You tell your dad, I don't want to do dance class today?
No, I have to do it, and it's fun.
It's fun. So what is it about having a daddy for a dance teacher and a mommy for a singer? What is it that you like most about it?
I don't know.
Do you sing? You sing too, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never saw the chance they'd be written that way. Innocent victims of their story.
Thank you very much, Paige. Can you sing us a song, Adam?
He rocks in the treetops all day long, hopping in a bopping and singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
So you like the Jackson 5?
Yeah, I really like Michael Jackson.
So is that your favorite song?
He sang that song at the Voice. Voice Kids.
So you were part of the Voice Kids?
Yes.
What was it like being with other kids who were equally as good as you?
It was pretty cool. Like, you got to see the, like, Delta and the Mel B and then the Madden Brothers. And then all these other kids. It was, like, fun watching them perform as well. It's really cool.
What did you feel like when you got in the top 100?
Well, it was an amazing feeling. Like, before The Voice, I hadn't really done any singing, except, like, sing in the shower and that. So, yeah.
So, gaano naman kadali o kahirap yung magturo at magmanage ng isang studio?
I've been doing this for a long time, so madali na lang sa akin.
Kasi ikaw yung artistic side, ikaw yeah. rin yung admin side.
Fritzy
yeah. admin yung admin.
I don't like paperwork.
Hindi yan mahilig sa paperwork.
So teamwork talaga kayo, tag team talaga?
Ever since, even in the Philippines.
Even in the Philippines.
We produce shows in the Philippines. I'm the director and she'll be the producer.
1999, yeah, first 1999. Show na pre-produced.
Kasi kayo nagsasabi na, hindi pwede, over budget yep. na.
Uh-uh.
Hindi ba kayo nagkakainisan paminsan? Kasi
oh, we.
Palagi.
Because oh. I'll tell them, hindi pwede, no. Gawin mo. Gawin mo na paraan.
Maraming salamat, Jordan, Fritzy, Adam, and Paige.
Maraming salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you for having us.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.